All right, e-bike fans, buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into the Silver Comet Trail.
A true legend when it comes to e-biking.
Exactly. We're talking over 94 miles, stretching across Georgia and Alabama.
Paved, car-free.
Seriously, a dream ride for e-bike enthusiasts.
They aren't wrong.
I mean, with all these travel blogs and first-hand accounts and even a super detailed guide from Southern Outings.
Yeah, it's clear why this trail is such a hot topic. What really stands out is how the Silver Comet Trail manages to blend this incredible history with beautiful nature.
And it's super accessible, right? Like for e-bikers of all different levels.
For sure, for sure. Let's break it down a bit, huh? The Silver Comet itself runs for 61.5 miles in Georgia.
Okay.
Then it connects up with the 33-mile Chief Ladiga Trail in Alabama.
Wow.
And get this, it's built on an old railroad corridor.
No way.
Yeah, so you're basically cruising through these forests and towns.
Oh, that's cool.
And you're following the same path as the Silver Comet passenger train.
The one that used to connect Birmingham and New York.
That's the one. Talk about a unique ride.
That's pretty special.
Yeah.
And since it's paved.
Oh, yeah. It's perfect for anyone who wants a smooth ride, like whether you're on an e-bike, wheelchair, or even pushing a stroller.
No cars either, right?
Nope. Just you, your e-bike, and miles of peaceful riding.
That's what I like to hear. A lot of the blogs we looked at, Packouts especially, really emphasize that safety and serenity.
For sure. That's a huge draw for e-bike lovers. Makes sense why, too.
Absolutely. Feeling safe lets you really enjoy the surroundings.
Speaking of Packouts, though, they had a good point about checking the local rules before you head out.
Oh, right.
Only Class 1 e-bikes are allowed on the Silver Comet Trail.
Good call. Gotta stay legal.
Huh.
All right, terrain time. Why is the Silver Comet Trail such a great fit for e-bikes?
It's mostly flat.
Okay.
But don't think that means it's boring.
Right.
It's freedom. You can ride for miles and not even break a sweat.
Ooh, yeah, I like that.
A bunch of the e-bikers in our research talked about feeling like they could just ride forever. You know, because the flat terrain means you don't really have to work hard.
That does sound pretty tempting.
Right.
But wait a sec. Packouts mentioned some tricky hills, remember?
Oh, yeah. Near the Grady Road landfill.
Yeah, those ones.
Those can catch people off guard.
Oof. So you're cruising along, enjoying the flatness.
Exactly. And bam, you hit a hill. But that's where the e-bike steps in. You know?
Okay, yeah.
Just picture yourself gliding up those hills.
Effortlessly.
Effortlessly. While everyone else is huffing and puffing.
I love it.
Yeah.
Turning a tough spot into a victory lap.
It's the best feeling.
Now, what about wind? I saw that mentioned somewhere too.
Ah, yes. Packouts again. They talked about hitting strong gusts.
Especially in the open areas.
Exactly. But with your e-bike, you can power right through them.
Sweet.
It's like having a tailwind all the time. Really enhances the experience.
Okay, I'm sold. So say you've got your e-bike, you're ready for an adventure.
Now the question is where to start, right?
Right. 33 trailheads, that's a lot to choose from.
It can be overwhelming.
Definitely.
Especially if there's like a cute cafe you want to check out. You don't want to start miles away from that. So yeah, choosing the right trailhead is key.
Makes sense.
Got to think about your distance for the day. Amenities and any points of interest you want to hit.
And don't forget parking.
Oh, good point.
One of those popular trailheads can get pretty packed.
Especially on the weekends.
Don't want to miss out on an epic ride because you can't find a spot to park.
Exactly. Always good to have a plan, maybe even a backup trailhead in mind, just in case.
That's smart.
Another thing, no overnight parking on the trail.
Oh, interesting.
Keeps the focus on daytime adventures and encourages people to explore those nearby towns for overnight stays.
I like that. Kind of adds another layer to the experience.
Totally. Now, once you're on the trail, navigation is pretty easy. Well-marked mileage signs everywhere.
Oh, that's good to hear. Southern Outings definitely praised those signs, but they did mention that some might be missing or damaged.
That's why it's always smart to have a backup, you know?
Like a GPS app or an old school map.
Exactly. Better safe than sorry, especially if you're in a new area. Now, safety-wise, everyone agrees the Silver Comet Trail itself is very safe.
Good to know.
But they all stress caution at road crossings.
Right, because even though the trail is dedicated.
Yeah, road crossings are a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
Got to be super careful, stop, look both ways, all that.
And only cross when it's totally clear.
Exactly. Can't let your guard down there.
You know, one of the things I'm most pumped about are all the amazing landmarks and points of interest you can discover on this trail.
Oh, yeah, there's no shortage of those.
Like the Pumpkin Vine Trestle, a 700-foot-long bridge.
That one's a stunner.
Seriously, sounds breathtaking.
And don't forget the Brushy Mountain Tunnel.
Oh, yeah, 800 feet long.
Imagine riding through this tunnel.
Feeling the cruel air.
And then you emerge.
With these incredible views.
It's unforgettable.
Okay, I'm adding those to my must-see list. Now, Pack Goats mentioned this quirky spot called the Tree of No Purpose.
The Tree of No Purpose? I love it.
It's this giant oak tree standing all alone near the trail.
And nobody knows why it's there.
I know, right? It's like a little mystery.
Adds a bit of magic to the journey, don't you think?
Totally. And it's not just the landmarks themselves.
Yep.
It's the history behind them.
You get it.
Imagine riding past those old mills and factories.
Knowing you're tracing the footsteps of another era.
That's what I love about these kinds of trails.
It's a living history lesson. Unfolds with every mile.
So cool. Speaking of history, both Rockmart and Cedartown have these beautifully preserved historic downtowns.
Oh, absolutely. It's like stepping back in time.
I can already picture myself grabbing a bite to eat in one of those quaint little towns.
And just imagining what life was like back then.
When the Silver Comet passenger train was still running.
It's incredible to think about, isn't it?
Truly is.
Yeah.
Okay, we've covered the basics, the history, some highlights. Now let's get into the nitty-gritty details that e-bike riders need to know.
Sounds good.
First up, battery range. That's a biggie. Especially on a trail, as long as the Silver Comet.
You're telling me you don't want to end up stranded with a dead battery.
Nope. So how do you make sure you've got enough juice to cover the whole thing?
Well, you got to plan your route based on your e-bike's range and factor in any potential charging stops along the way.
Okay, that makes sense. But what about charging options? Are there places to plug in along the trail?
That's a great question.
And one I'm sure a lot of listeners are wondering.
Absolutely. The sources we looked at did mention some charging options along the way.
Okay.
But
limited.
Yeah, especially in certain towns. So bringing a portable charger is probably a good idea.
Especially if you're planning a long ride or exploring those more remote sections.
Exactly. It gives you that peace of mind, you know.
For sure. No one wants to be worrying about running out of power while they're trying to enjoy the scenery.
Totally. Now, there's another big consideration for e-bikers on this trail, and it has to do with being prepared.
Oh, okay. What is it?
Well, it turns out there's this gap in bike shops. Pack Goats mentioned it specifically.
Oh, really?
Yeah, between Hiram, Georgia and Anniston, Alabama.
Okay.
That's like 80 miles with no bike shops at all.
Wow, that's a pretty long stretch.
It is. So for e-bike riders, packing essential tools and spare parts is a must on the Silver Comet Trail.
Makes sense. You can't rely on getting help on the trail, especially in that 80-mile gap.
Exactly. And speaking of epic rides, one of our sources actually tackled the Century Ride.
The Century Ride? Wait, you mean riding 100 miles on the Silver Comet Trail?
That's right. One of the Pack Goats folks documented their whole experience.
Wow, that's impressive. Even with an e-bike, 100 miles is a lot.
It is. And they had some good tips for anyone thinking about trying it. They suggested starting in Rockmart, Georgia.
Okay.
Ample parking there. And it's a good spot for a 50-mile out-and-back ride.
To where?
To the Jacksonville, Alabama rest stop on the Chief Ladiga Trail.
Okay, I see. But didn't we say there's no overnight parking on the Silver Comet Trail?
Right, which makes sense. The trail is pretty popular.
Yeah, I guess for a multi-day trip like you'd need for a Century Ride.
Yeah, you definitely have to find somewhere off-trail to stay.
Makes sense. Yeah. So tell me about the actual ride. What kind of challenges did they face?
Well, they said the whole ride took them 10 hours of almost nonstop pedaling.
10 hours. Even with an e-bike, that's a long time to be on a bike.
It is. And they mentioned the terrain in Georgia is a bit hillier than Alabama.
Ah, so those hills near the Grady Road landfill probably came into play.
They did. They said it was the toughest climb of the whole trip.
Those hills sound like a real test.
They can be, but even with that, they emphasize that the Century Ride is totally doable, especially on an e-bike.
Okay, that's good to know. But it still requires a lot of preparation, right?
Definitely. Oh, and they also really stressed being ready for any kind of weather.
Makes sense. The trail's pretty rural.
You could run into scorching sun 1 minute and a downpour the next.
Yeah, better to be overprepared than underprepared when you're covering that much ground.
Absolutely. You know, one thing that struck me about their story was the feeling of remoteness they described.
Yeah, it sounds like once you're past the Atlanta suburbs, you're really out in nature.
Exactly. And they also mention the limited amenities along certain stretches.
Oh, right, like that 80-mile stretch without a bike shop.
Yep. A good reminder that e-bike riders should not only pack tools and spare parts,
but also really know how their e-bike works.
Exactly. You want to be able to handle any minor issues that pop up.
Smart. Which brings us back to battery management.
Super important, especially for those longer rides.
So after hearing about that Century Ride, I got to ask, how do you make sure you have enough battery to cover the whole Silver Comet Trail?
Another great question. A few of our sources had some helpful advice, like the Southern Outings Guide recommends planning your route based on your e-bike's battery range.
Okay, sounds logical. But how do you actually do that?
Well, they suggested looking for potential charging stops along the way.
Like what?
Like a cafe with outdoor outlets, a visitor center, or even a friendly local business that might let you plug in for a bit.
Oh, those are good ideas. So it's all about planning ahead.
Exactly. A little research goes a long way. And remember, some areas might have limited charging options.
Right, back to the portable charger as a backup.
Always a good idea. So we've got route planning based on battery range.
Portable charger as a backup.
Check and check.
But what about actually finding places to charge on the Silver Comet Trail itself? Are there, like, designated charging stations?
That's where things get a little tricky. The sources we found didn't really give specific locations for charging stations on the trail.
Mm. So some pre-trip research is definitely needed.
I'd say so, yeah. Contacting local businesses or visitor centers along the route could help.
Good idea. I'm all about making this trip as smooth as possible.
Me too.
Yeah.
You know, one of the coolest things about the Silver Comet Trail is the chance to see wildlife.
Oh, yeah, with all the forests and fields and even the national forest, you're bound to encounter some animals, right?
Absolutely. Adds a whole other layer to the experience.
Definitely does. Southern Outings listed a bunch of animals you might come across.
Mm-hmm. They did. Everything from squirrels and rabbits to deer, armadillos, foxes.
Okay, those are all pretty cool.
But it gets even more interesting. They also mentioned bobcats and coyotes.
Coyotes. On the trail. That's a little scary, isn't it?
Well, remember, they're more afraid of us than we are of them.
That's true, I guess. But still, I wouldn't want to surprise a coyote while I'm enjoying the scenery.
I hear you, but they're just trying to live their lives in their natural habitat.
Right, of course. So what's the best way to handle wildlife encounters on the trail?
Just be respectful of their space and observe them from a safe distance.
That makes sense.
If you see an animal, don't approach it, don't feed it, and definitely don't try to touch it.
Good advice. Just admire it from afar and let it be.
Exactly. Respect nature and be a responsible visitor.
I like that. You know, e-bikes seem like the perfect way to observe wildlife.
Oh, yeah.
You can move quietly and cover more ground without disturbing the peace.
Totally agree. It enhances the whole nature observing experience. Speaking of which, we have to talk about the scenic beauty of the Silver Comet Trail.
Right. The sources were all raving about the scenery.
And for good reason. It's truly stunning.
So what are some of the highlights that stand out to you?
Well, the trail goes through lush forests, past farms, over these towering trestles.
Wow.
And even through a tunnel, it's just a visual feast.
I'm really intrigued by the pumpkin vine trestle. That 700-foot-long bridge sounds incredible.
It is incredible. Pictures don't do it justice.
You got to see it in person, huh?
You do. It's grand. It's majestic.
Oh.
And then there's the Brushy Mountain Tunnel.
Oh, yeah. Over 800 feet long.
Can you imagine riding through there, feeling that cool air on your face, and then coming out to those views?
It sounds like a totally different world.
It is a unique sensory experience. So yeah, the Silver Comet Trail has this perfect blend of natural and man-made wonders.
And they remind you of the trail's history as a railroad corridor.
Exactly. It's like traveling through time and space. Speaking of history, the sources also mentioned these ghost bike memorials along the trail.
Ghost bike memorials? What are those?
They're white bicycles placed at spots where cyclists have been killed in accidents.
Oh, wow.
They often have flowers or messages on them. It's really touching.
That's so sad, but also a really powerful tribute.
It is. It's a reminder to be safe out there, even on a dedicated trail like this.
Yeah, those memorials really emphasize the importance of sharing the road responsibly.
Absolutely. It makes you realize how fragile life is.
Hmm.
So let's circle back to something we talked about earlier, about sharing the trail with other users.
Right. The Silver Comet is a multi-use trail.
Exactly.
So we need to be ready to share the path with walkers, runners, other cyclists.
For sure. And with e-bikes, you know, they're quiet and they can go pretty fast.
Right.
So it's important for e-bike riders to be extra cautious, especially when approaching people from behind.
Good point. Any tips for navigating those encounters safely and politely?
Well, the basic trail etiquette rules always apply. Be aware of your surroundings. Slow down when you're coming up on someone.
Right.
And announce yourself clearly when you're passing. A simple "on your left" or "passing on your right" can make a big difference.
Yeah, just being predictable helps everyone feel safe.
Exactly. It's easy to get carried away with the fun of riding and forget about those basic courtesies.
True, true. And with the speed of e-bikes, it adds another layer of responsibility.
Definitely. You got to be mindful of that power you have at your fingertips.
Right. Finding that balance between enjoying the ride and being considerate of others.
Absolutely.
It's really important to remember those basic trail etiquette rules, especially with the added speed of e-bikes.
You got it. Being considerate of other trail users makes the experience better for everyone.
Definitely. It's awesome how much we've learned about the Silver Comet Trail today. There's so much to consider when planning an e-bike adventure.
It's true. It's not just about hopping on and going. You've got to think ahead if you want to have the best experience.
Exactly. Our sources really highlighted all the cool amenities along the trail.
Yeah, even though it's pretty remote, there are places to stop and rest and refuel along the way.
Right, so you don't have to pack for a week-long expedition or anything.
Nope. You can find the basics like restrooms and water fountains and picnic areas at different trailheads and rest stops.
Okay, that's good to know. But what about food and drinks? I mean, you can only carry so many snacks.
True, but you don't have to pack everything. Some stretches of the trail are kind of remote, but several sources mention towns and small businesses along the route.
Oh, perfect. So you can actually stop for a real meal or grab a coffee or something.
You got it. It's all about finding that balance between being self-sufficient and also enjoying the local spots.
Like having lunch at a cute cafe in one of those historic downtowns we talked about.
Exactly. It adds a whole other layer to the e-bike adventure.
I'm already getting hungry just thinking about it. But as always, it's probably a good idea to plan ahead, right? Especially if you've got your eye on a specific spot.
Absolutely. A little research can prevent any last-minute disappointments. So are you ready to uncover some of the unique and quirky things about the Silver Comet Trail?
Oh, yeah. I'm all about those hidden gems and unexpected discoveries.
Well, prepare to be amazed by the Tree of No Purpose.
The Tree of No Purpose. It sounds so mysterious.
It is. Remember how Pack Goats mentioned this massive oak tree standing all alone near the trail?
Yeah, I remember. What's the story behind it?
That's the thing. Nobody really knows. Our sources didn't give a clear explanation.
So it's a true mystery.
A true mystery. Maybe it was a landmark for travelers in the past, or maybe it just shows how strong nature can be, even when humans are building all around it.
It's a good reminder that some of the most interesting things don't have an easy explanation.
Exactly. It lets your imagination run wild. The Silver Comet Trail is filled with these little pieces of history, too.
Yeah, the sources mention those old railroad trestles and tunnels, and even the ruins of mills and factories.
Like stepping back in time.
I love that. It's like the trail itself is telling the story of the past.
It's a living history lesson. And one source, a travel blog that offered a 4-day bike tour, talked about Rock Mart and Cedartown. They said those historic downtowns give you a taste of that small town charm and a chance to learn more about the area's history.
I'm especially curious about Cedartown. I remember one source mentioned the old Cedartown Depot.
Oh, yeah, the Cedartown Depot. It's been restored so beautifully.
What is it used for now?
It's the trail's welcome center. They have restrooms, a police patrol for safety, and even a bike repair stand.
Wow, that's super convenient.
Right. Perfect place to take a break and freshen up.
Or even do a quick bike check before heading out again.
Exactly. The Silver Comet Trail blends history and practicality so well.
And let's not forget those ghost bike memorials we talked about earlier.
Yes. Those are definitely a powerful part of the trail's story.
White bicycles, place where cyclists have been killed in accidents.
It's a somber reminder to be safe and aware, even on a trail like this.
Absolutely. They honor those who've been lost and encourage everyone to share the road responsibly. Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, haven't we? The Silver Comet Trail sounds like more than just a scenic e-bike ride.
It's a journey through time, a chance to appreciate nature, and even a reminder of the things that really matter in life.
Beautifully said. If you're looking for an e-bike adventure that combines beauty, history, and maybe even a few surprises along the way, the Silver Comet Trail is waiting for you.
Just remember to plan ahead, be respectful of other trail users, and be open to all the amazing things this trail has to offer.
Charge up those e-bikes, map out your route, and get ready for an unforgettable experience on the Silver Comet Trail. We'll see you on our next deep dive.